Chapter 20. At the beginning of the following year, the time when kings go to war, Joab led the army out in force, laid waste the land of the Ammonites, and went on to besiege Rabbah, while David himself remained in Jerusalem. When Joab had attacked Rabbah and destroyed it, David took the crown of Milcom from the idol's head. It was found to weigh a talent of gold, and it contained precious stones, which David wore on his own head. He also brought out a great amount of booty from the city. He deported the people of the city, and set them to work with saws, iron picks, and axes. Thus David dealt with all the cities of the Ammonites. Then he and his whole army returned to Jerusalem. Victories over the Philistines. Afterward, there was another battle with the Philistines at Gezer. At that time, Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipai, one of the descendants of the Raphaim, and the Philistines were subdued. Once again, there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jair, slew Lami, the brother of Goliath of Gath, whose spear shaft was like a weaver's heddlebar. In still another battle at Gath, they encountered a giant, also a descendant of the Raphaim, who had 6 fingers to each hand and 6 toes to each foot, 24 in all. He defied Israel, and Jonathan, the son of Shimea, David's brother, slew him. These were the descendants of the Raphaim of Gath, who died at the hands of David and his servants.